Just imagine it. It's 6:40 a.m. when your alarm goes off in your Bridgeport, Connecticut apartment, which turns on your lights, TV, and coffee maker. The smell of Colombian coffee and the din of some nondescript talking head are the cornerstones of your morning routine. Still half asleep and not particularly thrilled about it, you make the short walk into the bathroom where your shower is already running. 99 degrees in a tight spray pattern, just the way you like it. Once dressed with coffee in hand, you take in the news stories of the day. Blah, 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 who gives a shit? More government scams, more glaciers melted, another influencer in rehab. Soon you find yourself out the door and down the street on your way to work. Most days going into the office is a formality, as most everything humans do can be done on the internet. It's okay though. These cool fall mornings are a welcome change from the summer heat. The brownouts are pretty much done for the year, but rest assured they'll be back come Memorial Day. The city is a lot quieter than you remember as a kid. Cleaner too. Years ago, streets were filled with horns blaring, sirens wailing, and trucks rumbling. The sound of big diesel was unmistakable. Things are better now. Some would even call it progress. In spite of the fact that you make the same walk to work every day, just a short walk to City Hall, your Taxi Plus notification goes off, letting you know that there's a taxi two blocks away. You can never get used to the unmanned rolling appliance coming to pick you up and glide silently through the streets to drop you off. It's creepy. You can't turn off the notification without uninstalling the app. The eye in the sky knows who you are, what you're doing, where you're going, and why. The eye in the sky is looking at you, and it can read your mind. Oh well, Taxi Plus comes in handy when a dry seat is in short supply. Once you get to work, it's an easy walk from the entrance to your desk. The probability of you showing up with a weapon or contraband has already been calculated by every device you come in contact with. Your pupil dilation, blood pressure, and overall brainwave activity have already been monitored, logged, and stored in a database. Somewhere. It's all to make life safer and more convenient. Easy breezy. I mean, this is what progress looks like, right? Never having to think, recollect, or worry. Ever. It's your right as an American. In God we trust. Don't bring God into this. The world you live in is completely man-made and operated by the rapid movement of electrons. Your safety and well-being are no longer your responsibility. No longer your burden. On your way home, it's time to get something to eat. The place you're going to knew with an 89% accuracy that you would walk through the door. They even knew what you'd be ordering. They knew based on the advertisement they sent you. They knew what you looked at and how long you looked at it. They already had it waiting. No coupon, though. On your way home, the person in front of you appears to be talking to themselves, but they aren't. As you both pass a street musician, the person taps their device onto a black plate in the guitar case. It's strange, you used to just toss them a buck on your way by. Once home, the door is unlocked, lights and TV are on. Your apartment came to life the moment you walked into the building, and the door unlocked when your hand was about an inch from the doorknob. For your convenience. Your apartment knows where you are at all times. It knows when you're a block away, a state away, or in another country. It knows. Your neighbor's apartment knows where you are too. All of them do. How do you think the smoke alarms, law enforcement, and emergency services work? Seriously, each apartment is a part of a hive mind that sends updated information on every tenant, every second of the day to be compiled and logged somewhere by someone. Your TV has more information on your everyday life than you do. All these machines guiding you through your day to day, almost like you don't have a choice. But you do have a choice, right? Just get rid of your devices, move to the country, and live off the land like they did back in the Stone Age. Go ahead, look it up. I'll wait. You know what's gonna happen. Before you're done keying it into the search bar, ads for country vacations and battery-powered device chargers are gonna pop up. There's no way out. You know it. I know it. Your fucking coffee maker knows it. You're plugged into the system. You're not even a cog in the machine anymore. You're just one of the billions of microscopic circuits in the motherboard of society. It's sad, really. We used to have privacy. Frontier settlers used to walk for miles in the opposite direction of their neighbors, just so they would feel like they could build a life under no one's watchful eye except for God himself. Now you can't make a CNN watch list without your refrigerator knowing whether or not you're going to make a grocery shopping list in the next 48 hours. As you slip into bed, all your lights dim to nothing, and your apartment sets your alarm, ceiling fan speed, ambient temperature, top deadbolt, refrigerator temp, and device charging schedule. As you lay in bed watching your ceiling fan going around and around and around, you can't help but think that this is life. C'est la vie. Today was like yesterday, like tomorrow, and like the day after that. Your split decisions, your spontaneity, have already been calculated to a 91.6% accuracy. It's at that point you remember the only truly natural thing in your life is the rising and the setting of the sun.
We'll do it live!
Fuck it!
Good evening and welcome to the Cosmic Highway Patrol. Coming at you from the outskirts of Bard County, Florida, USA, I am your host, Matt Shenard. Thank you for joining me. I just locked down the final logo with my brother, Adam Shenard, last night. It's everything I wanted it to be. I know the initial placeholder design kind of faded into the background on Spotify. That should hereby be fixed in about a week or two. With that said, if you haven't already, go check out Cosmic Highway Patrol on Instagram. Each week I post pics pertaining to the episode, and it has been said many times in the past, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I usually post about 8 to 10 of them. Also, go ahead and hit the follow button, and I will follow you right back. Let me know what is on your mind, questions, comments, thoughts, feelings. All are welcome here. I think that pretty much does it for the housekeeping. So, what are we talking about? Tonight, we're going to be covering something that has an effect on every one of us, every day, in some form or fashion. From the time we wake up in the morning to the moment we fall asleep, our lives are guided, controlled, and organized by artificial intelligence, or AI for short. Our phones, computers, homes, cars, places of patronage, employment, and recreation are all in some way, at some point, affected by AI. Every transaction you make, every step you take, they are watching you. Who are they and why are they watching you, you might be asking? Well, we'll get into that a little later, but a lot of it has to do with money, your money in particular, and possible ways they would like to see you spend it. Pretty much anything you do on your computer, phone, TV, and social media is logged into a database and compiled into an algorithm based on what you wrote, what you said, where you've been, and who you're there with. There is a profile for each and every one of us in some computer at, say, the NSA, for instance. I'm not going into the way we are bought and sold with every terms of agreement we click on just to get to the next thing. I'm going to cover the nuts and bolts of how the tech works along with the capabilities and who is behind it all. So, what is artificial intelligence exactly? Well, I'm going to do my best. I'm not exactly a computer guy, but I do find it fascinating. So, artificial intelligence. It's a catchphrase that references a machine's ability to think, act, and reason in the same way that a human brain would. The ability to receive information,
be it audibly, visually, or in text. Then process the meaning of the info, calculate the best course of action, then execute said action. That could be done in text, speech, or specific operation. Just think about every time you have to call your insurance or electric company. It gives you instruction, you give input, and it directs you accordingly. Or it doesn't, for me. It usually asks me the same question without giving me answers to the simplest questions. Though I never tried it, I hear if you start yelling and or swearing, the computer is automatically programmed to direct you to an actual living, breathing customer service representative. Even a cold, lifeless robot has a hard time with a Karen. There are a couple different ways that machines learn, process, and execute tasks. The first and most basic is called machine learning. Machine learning, or ML, is basically defined as the ability of a computer to perform tasks without explicit instructions and relying on patterns, such as facial recognition, email spam filtering, and predictive text on mobile devices. Simple, basic tasks that can be performed electronically based on the program parameters. Self-driven cars also fall under the category. These programs monitor vehicle speed, track location in nearby vehicles, scan road conditions, identify pedestrians, and are tasked with obeying signs and traffic signals. This is becoming a thing now, like for real. I remember hearing about self-driving cars in school and how they were going to be planting microchips into the pavement for guidance systems, but it appears as though they're going to be working off a GPS. One cybernetic step closer to Skynet. There's a company called Motional based in Santa Monica, California, that is working with Hyundai to make and operate the first robo-taxi. So far, it has completed about 100,000 self-driven rides with zero at-fault incidents. They even completed the first autonomous cross-country drive. The future is now. In the next 10 years, this technology will be a lot more prevalent. I'm not a fan of it in any way, shape, or form, but adapt or die. On a long enough timeline, I don't think we're going to have much of a choice. Deep learning is something a little different. Though it's a form of machine learning, instead of learning based on set parameters, data is analyzed through networks and algorithms that mimic a human brain function and structure. Meaning these programs can take in data, think about past outcomes, and all possible solutions to a particular problem or situation. This means computers can think, act, and reason just like a human. Chances are any device you interact with that has smart in its title uses deep learning. Any program with an electronic device that suggests or advertises stuff to buy or possible outcomes to events that haven't happened yet use some form of deep learning logic. Program this technology into a cybernetic assassin and you have the Terminator. I mean, we already have facial recognition, voice mimicking. We're half a step away from a fully functioning cyborg. The only missing piece of the puzzle here is time travel. I am, of course, referencing 1984 sci-fi classic, The Terminator. I think I may dive into that in the future episode, but from the way things look, at least from the outside, Skynet, or at least something like it, is no longer science fiction. So let's talk about porn. Alright, so I did a little bit of reading into the subject, and I will tell you what. There are some pretty crazy statistics related to the subject. For starters, 40 million Americans regularly visit one of the 24.5 million porn sites on the internet. 35% of all internet downloads are porn-related. How about 30,000 people are watching porn every second? Or 13% of women admitted to watching porn at work. As staggering as these numbers might sound, they get bigger. Online porn heavy hitter Pornhub.com had some interesting stats. Like in 2021, Pornhub was visited about 72 billion times, give or take. Or in 2019, 11,082 hours of porn were watched every minute. If you add all that up, that equals to roughly 2 million years of porn was watched in 2019 alone. I'd love to see what the stats for 2020 were. I would be willing to bet smut consumption was nothing short of awe-inspiring. The top two porn sites see more traffic than New York Times, CNN, Fox News, New York Post, and ESPN combined. So everybody listening to this right now, chances are better than average you may have found yourself at one of these aforementioned sites. And if you say you haven't, you are either Mr. Rogers.
How about some make-believe about musical instruments and hoes?
Or you're lying. Just kidding. Or am I? Mr. Rogers never watched that shit.
Well, when I was a young boy, I wanted to watch them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Moving right along, so what does porn have to do with artificial intelligence? Well, 96% of all deepfakes made are pornographic in nature and hardly ever consensual. Kind of like a widespread sexual harassment. Regularly used against women for one reason or another, and none of them justifiable. Other potential uses are political smear campaigns, along with blackmail, and criminal purposes. Oh, and entertainment. Well, sometimes. There's a guy I follow on Instagram that specializes in making Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone deepfakes, inserting them into movies we've all seen. Think Stallone as Billy Crystal and Arnold as Meg Ryan in When Harry Met Sally. It's pretty funny. That's good humor right there. But this shit has endless possibilities to be nefarious. This technology has been around since the late 90s, and the actual name deepfake was coined in 2017 by a Redditor making what else but porn. The actual technology is pretty easy to explain. The actual video uses two machine learning models. One creates forgeries from various sample videos, while the other tries to find imperfections in the video, determining it to be fake. Once the second model can no longer detect whether or not the video is fraudulent, deepfake is then determined to be passable as real to the human viewer. This particular technique is called Generative Adversarial Network, or GAN for short. The various kinds of deepfakes are face swapping, audio, and textual. The face swapping tech is where things really get dicey, and malicious potential is endless. But image alteration isn't anything new. For about as long as photography has been around, there has been someone there to touch it up one way or another, whether adding clouds to a landscape photo or shrinking a nose and removing wrinkles from a portrait. In 1857, photographer George Washington Wilson created an entire group photo of high society people from individual portraits spliced together. Another was a photo of Jefferson Davis in 1865 wearing a woman's petticoat, escaping Richmond, Virginia. Other doctored photographs include the Loch Ness surgeon's photo of the Loch Ness monster, or the brown lady at Raynham Hall. Both pics represent different ways to mess with the image. Nowadays, we have countless filters, programs, apps, and editing software to make just about any picture look just about any way we want. We have yet to have a true deepfake phone camera filter, but I'm sure we will at some point. It is 2023 right now. I can't wait to see what next year's election is going to look like. If Moore's Law is correct, we will have access to double the computing power by this time next year. The way I see it, it's already going to be a shit show. Let's see if we can make it a little more less shit and a little more of a show. Hey, at least the memes will be funny, right? What comes to your mind when you hear DARPA? D-A-R-P-A. Maybe the super top secret agency working out of Area 51 in the middle of the desert? Or a giant laboratory in some nondescript government building in Virginia somewhere? Well, it's kind of a combination of the two. DARPA stands for Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Sounds kind of shadowy, but I don't think this particular government agency is all that bad. At least for us Americans. DARPA was founded on February 7, 1958 as ARPA in response to Russia's launching of the Sputnik on October 4, 1957. This agency has done some pretty amazing things in the past 60-something years and continue to do some pretty mind-boggling things today. I kind of just wanted to touch upon some of the technologies DARPA has developed over the years, considering it was ARPA who developed the internet, then known as the ARPANET, which turned into the very platform you are listening to this episode on right now. However, I don't think TikTok, porn, and funny memes were a part of the initial plan. It was initially developed to be a giant communications network between government agencies and universities. So what else have they done? Though we don't use them much these days, they did invent the first computer mouse in 1964 as a way to better interact with the room-sized computers. The first mouse was basically a wood block and a single button. The GPS we all depend on instead of reading paper maps was developed initially to map out submarine locations, a geo-positioning program that started in 1973. Or how about the PAL, or Personalized Assistant That Learns? We know it better by the name Siri. All the research and development that DARPA did led to the founding of Siri Incorporated in 2007, which was later purchased by Apple for use in all their devices. Pretty crazy to think the military had GPS capabilities when Reagan was in office, and the internet was in its infantile stages when Woodstock was happening. So, you might be asking, what are they working on right now? I read through a list of projects the agency is working on, and it feels like science fiction. The one that popped out to me was the RAM program. RAM stands for Restoring Active Memory. This will be absolutely fantastic if they can actually make this work. Basically, they're working on an implantable device that can put into the brain of military personnel that have suffered traumatic brain injuries. The device will be made to communicate with neurons in the brain, programmed with words, sayings, past events, and pictures of places. If they can actually make this work, military personnel will be able to actually recover from traumatic brain injuries. It sounds kind of scary, but I'm all about it if it works in a manner in which it was intended. Another project that caught my eye was the pathogen predators. As I understand it, they're looking to use a predatory bacteria to fight another infectious bacteria that is unaffected by antibiotics. The thought of bacteria strains that are completely unaffected by antibiotics due to widespread use is incredibly disconcerting, but if we find ourselves with a bunch of worthless antibiotics, I take solace in knowing that the best and brightest are working on the next evolution in the war against infection. So how do you feel about this? So there you have it. Technology is ramping up at an incredible pace, and there are no signs of it stopping. How has AI affected you in your everyday life? Let me know. Cosmic Highway Patrol on Instagram or cosmichighwaypatrol@gmail.com. For better or worse, we are completely surrounded by computers, cameras, and voice recorders tracking our every thought and move. In all reality, you now have to live this way in order to live in the modern world. I personally am not a fan of most of it, but as an avid motorcyclist, I have benefited countless times from the weather reports from my three weather apps I have on my phone. With that said, on next week's episode, we're going to be covering strange weather events and the history of weather records. I am a self-proclaimed weather nerd, and one of my greatest pleasures in life is watching the storm come across the state, both visually and on radar. Yeah, don't judge. It's kind of my thing. Anyway, I think that just about does it for me. Taillights and tire smoke, I'm out of here. Good night and take care.
If you bring the batteries, I'll bring the things that go with them.